Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch.
We mentioned there that Education Minister Norma Foley will be on News Talk Breakfast. It's the story on the front of the Irish Examiner. The government is considering a ban on the sale of smartphones to primary school children if mobile network providers don't honour a pledge to stop the sales. We'll be talking about this with Senator Mary Siri Carney here on Breakfast Briefing shortly. Six of the phone networks, that's Vodafone, Three, Air, Tesco, Virgin Media and Unpost, have all said they will back the government's plan not to sell phones to under-13s. And Minister Norma Foley's welcoming that, but she's saying that if she doesn't see that they're actually going to stop under-13s being able to buy a mobile phone, that they'll bring in a ban. So we'll have a lot more on that here on News Talk this morning. Main story in the front of the Irish Independent, very upsetting photograph of a young girl carrying containers to collect water in Khan Yunis in southern Gaza on the day Ireland said it will officially recognise the state of Palestine. And your heart would go out to this child. She can't be more than three or four carrying water for her family. Anyway, the main story on the Irish Independent is that Revolut is moving into savings and it's piling the pressure on Ireland's three main banks. It's launching an instant access savings product which offers interest rates of up to 3.49%. So already Revolut offers motor insurance, personal loans, credit cards and investment products. And basically the whole country seems to be on Revolut. It is a customer base of 2.7 million people in Ireland. So they reckon that this new savings product is going to be hugely popular. I think I'm the only one I know who doesn't have a Revolut account. It's how people, I mean, some people now get paid directly into their Revolut and they'll be able to save their money with an interest rate of up to 3.49%. Now, the Irish Times on the front page says many principals and teachers believe there's a disconnect between the reformed junior cycle and the more challenging Leaving Cert. And what that means is that students and teachers aren't prepared for the demands of senior cycle. It's one of the findings of a new report carried out by academics at the University of Limerick on behalf of the state advisory body on the school curriculum, that students are underprepared for the Leaving Cert. We do have big reforms in junior cycle aimed at giving students a greater ownership of their learning. So that might be working, but there are concerns about the preparedness for the Leaving Cert, which is seen as requiring a greater depth of knowledge. The Irish Daily Mail: asylum seekers will be means tested in weeks. They say it's an exclusive that payments to asylum seekers will be means tested within weeks after a review found that more than a third of recipients have been claiming the state allowance while also working. Annual savings of 10.8 million euro could be made through the introduction of means testing, the Mail can reveal. So apparently that's going to happen in the next few weeks. The Irish Daily Mirror: trail of hate. Foreign-born election candidates have revealed they've been racially abused while out canvassing and were told to F off home. Fine Gael said almost all of its 16 non-white members who are standing for councillor seats in the election have been threatened and targeted. And some say they were told F off back to where yous came from. And housing earmarked for refugees in Talla in South Dublin, of course, was also piped bombed yesterday as well. So we have a lot of racial issues and racial tensions in this country. The Irish Daily Star: Mean Bailey, headline of the morning. That's the news that Colm Meaney is going to play Ian Bailey. They have a photograph of the two men on the front of the Irish Daily Star. Colm Meaney doesn't look like Ian Bailey, but I suppose you can do wonders with makeup and prosthetics and things these days. Anyway, he's going to play Ian Bailey in Jim Sheridan's movie about the murder of Sophie Tuscan de Plantier, and he'll be joined in the drama by Game of Thrones actor Aidan Gillen, and the actress who's playing Sophie Tuscan de Plantier is Vicky Creeps. So there's more about that in the Star. The front of the Times of London: Sunak bets the House, PM calls snap election for July 4th. Britain must choose its future, country first, party second, vows Labour. The photograph on the front of the Times is Rishi Sunak informing the nation of his plan to host a general election on July 4th. And the optics, absolutely brutal yesterday. You would swear Rishi Sunak had no advisers. The idea that you'd go out in the lashings of rain outside number 10 to announce an election and then to have the 1997 Labour tune "Things Can Only Get Better" blaring from the street outside Downing Street when you're announcing it just looked brutal. And then the camera crosses to Keir Starmer, leader of the opposition, who's inside in a very fancy looking building with the flags behind him and looking far more prime ministerial than Rishi Sunak did. So anyway, they've no advisers. It looked a bit like the thick of it yesterday, and there's talk already that some backbenchers in the Conservatives are trying to block Rishi Sunak and get rid of him before next Tuesday, when Parliament will be recalled, I think is what they're saying. So we'll see what happens. High drama, anyway, across the water. Inside the papers, the government, according to the Irish Independent, has been urged to streamline leave entitlements for public servants because it's emerged that some workers get 5 days off when a relative die, and others get nothing. FORSA members have asked the union to seek equal bereavement, marriage and graduation leave for members after they voted for them to be standardised at the union's conference last week. So there's more about that in the Irish Independent. For example, school secretaries don't have automatic entitlement to bereavement leave. Firefighters in the Irish Times are worried about who's listening to them. Up to 100 firefighters working for Wicklow County Council are considering making complaints about their employer after it emerged that the council was recording conversations in the cab of appliances without the knowledge of the staff concerned. Firefighters found out about this recently when the recordings were used as part of an investigation into another matter. Wicklow County Council says that where it holds data about individuals, it is committed to ensuring it's obtained lawfully. And Wicklow County Council said it's in discussions with SIPTU in relation to issues raised by the firefighters. It seems to be to do with the dash cams in a number of fire appliances. Elsewhere, Roy McIlroy only announced he was divorcing there last week and apparently has a new lover. The Sun says Roy McIlroy is rumoured to have found new love with a TV reporter. He's been linked with US sports host Amanda Balionis, who's older than him, 38, with the relationship said to be the talk of the golf links, apparently. So we'll see more about that. If you're a fan of Bridgerton, you're not alone, because the Mail tells us that the fans have devoured the latest series of the racy show, because the latest run of the new series has amassed a staggering 45 million views over its opening weekend. And that's very good news for Ireland's Nicola Coughlan, because she's the star of the show this time round. Finally, from The Sun, if you're a fan of Star Wars, you'll be interested in this. Star Wars is going woke, and fans apparently aren't happy. There's a toy version of R2-D2 and it contains the rainbow flag. The redecorated and renamed figure of the normally blue, white and silver droid has left enthusiasts cold. It's been released by Disney as part of its Pride collection, but many are accusing Disney of injecting politics into their favourite space series. And one thing Star Wars fans are is certainly passionate, so a lot of them aren't happy that there's Pride now on the R2-D2 toy.
Breakfast Briefing with Netwatch on News Talk.